This is Hunter Drohoyoska Philp for Art Talk.
Well, I am Texican bad man, and I got a pistol in my hand, and I'm gonna go across that Rio Grande.
If you had come from Lubbock, Texas to Los Angeles in 1962, as did the artist Terry Allen, you'd come to believe that anything was possible. You could be an artist or a songwriter or a musician. Allen became all of the above. And you can see it all in a survey of his art at L.A. Louvre Gallery in Venice, a show titled The Exact Moment It Happens in the West, Stories, Pictures, and Songs from the 1960s to Now. Allen, now 76, calls Lubbock a place so flat that if you look in any direction really hard on a clear day, you can see the back of your own head. The son of a baseball player and a piano player, he married his high school sweetheart Joe Harvey and drove west. Like many of the major artists who emerged in L.A. in the 1960s, he studied at Chouinard, now Cal Arts, and from the outset, his art had an animated, even goofy aspect that belied its biting content. He was encouraged by older artists like Ed Ruscha, who had a similar Western background and who had attended Chouinard as well. But Allen was already writing songs and even performed on a 1965 episode of the TV show Shindig. What to do? He decided the solution was to consider his songs and his art as parallel but equal pursuits. This show is mostly drawings, so you can really see how it all progressed. It's like a visual diary of his 40 years of art. You'll see his 1968 series, Cowboy and the Stranger. He attached a reel-to-reel recording of a song to the back of each framed drawing. His music is country western, but twisted to his own ends. In this show, posted next to each section of drawings, is a pair of headphones so you can listen to a song that relates to that body of work. And like country western music, most of Allen's art has a narrative underpinning, tales of love, loss, violence, and just plain weirdness. His 1975 concept record, Juarez, is this complex story about two couples in a border town told in songs and in drawings. The theme of Juarez was revisited almost 20 years later when he staged a performance along the Rio Grande with two platforms that enabled people from two countries to talk to each other. It's a piece very much for our times, but Allen's politics are always rooted in the personal. The Vietnam War affected so many of his family and friends that he spent a decade on the project Youth in Asia, which not only sounds like the word euthanasia, but encompasses the death toll on Allen's generation. Incomprehensibly, there has never been a museum retrospective devoted to the work of Terry Allen. While this show is not a substitute, it is a wonderful opportunity to immerse yourself in the alternative universe of his thinking and creating. Allen and his Panhandle Mystery Band will be playing at Zebulon this month, and he and Joe Harvey will be speaking at the Hammer in August. For more details, go to my blog at kcrw.com/art talk. For KCRW, this has been Hunter Drohoyoska Philp.
Take her out.